Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota, the Senate chaplain. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. O good and gracious God, we thank you for this day and for all the opportunities this day holds for us. Thank you again for these senators, these men and women who give of their time and devotion to hammer out legislation for your people and your businesses in this state. Guide them always with your wisdom, your insight, your compassion for all of your human family. Lord, as we read and hear of terroristic threats throughout the world and in our own country, in our own state, we pray, Lord, guide all of our protective agencies, not only in this country but throughout the world, that all the forces of good may counter those forces of evil. Lord, as we have read in your ancient writings, sacred writings, that you are the Lord of the nations, we pray that in the midst of that which we hear and see, that it can often cause great fear, inspire us always to trust and to believe in you, to look to you for guidance, and to see your hand of good, great or small, throughout the world, but especially around us. Thank you for all of your many blessings. Thank you for the privilege to live in this great country. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible.
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right.
We're
good.
Done.
Good.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. The third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on Senate File Number 174 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate File Number 174, a bill for an act relating to financing and operation of state government, providing deficiency funding. Senate File Number 174 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Patrick T. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted. House Files Number 262 and 510. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senate file 1060 was read for the second time. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. House file 8 will be given its second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated, with the exception of Senate file 1219 on page 1 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors of motions that will be adopted in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I move that Senate file 646 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. This is my bill, and I have spoken to both committee chairs, and they have agreed.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I move that Senate file number 958 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And again, this is my bill, and I have spoken with both committee chairs.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolution number 82 through 84 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Are there any announcements? Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President, members.
Just a minute, Senator Hahn. Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I just wanted to let everyone know that we have amongst us here a gold medalist. The U.S. Snowshoe Championships were held this past weekend in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and one of our colleagues finished first in her category, and I wanted just to stand to recognize Senator Carrie Rood on her great achievement. Thank you.
Senator Rood, there she is. Congratulations. Are there any more announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Although it is very difficult to top
we're
that.
We're almost done. If you could just give Senator Miller and others the courtesy, please, to hear their announcements.
Thank you, Madam President. It's difficult to top a gold medalist. Congratulations to Senator Rood, but we will be having a Purple Caucus meeting on Thursday morning, this coming Thursday, March 5th at 7:30 a.m. in room 112. All members are certainly welcome, and we hope to see you there.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Johnson, Ortman, Hall, Latz, Cohen. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. And members, I just want to remind you, you did get an email about this a week or so ago. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the United States Navy Reserve, and there will be a ceremony recognizing that here in Minnesota. Will take place in the conference room of the Veterans Services Building, fifth floor, at 11 a.m., and all members and staff are welcome and encouraged to join us. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Wednesday, March 4th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.